It's impacted my life financially as far as if I wanted to buy a house. That won't happen.
Because she tells us she cannot get a mortgage. She says even keeping a job is nearly impossible.
It's just a matter before my Social Security number catch up with me, and then they have to let me go. HR can't process payroll.
Our investigation finds the government wrongly labels up to 12,000 living Americans as dead every year. It's often simply the result of mistakes. Someone types in the wrong number. It happens to a fraction of a percent of people. But when it does happen, the result can be catastrophic. And here's where the problem can start. The Social Security Administration compiles what's called the Death Master File. Once you're added, places like banks, the IRS, and Medicare wipe you out of existence. If you're added by mistake, there is a devastating domino effect.
It can really impact every single aspect of your life.
Says St. Louis attorney Creighton Cohn.
What are people in this position supposed to do?
So the first is to figure out where the information came from. So get your credit report. That's always the first thing to do, and always should get it from annualcreditreport.com.
Carthen tried that and came back with error messages. Attorneys tell the I-team the next step is to get in touch with the Social Security Administration. Carthen keeps trying, so we tried too. And kept waiting.
Thank you for holding.
For someone to answer. I did get in touch with the agency's media contact. The agency would not talk with us on camera. In an email, a spokesperson said its records are highly accurate, and that of the 3 million death reports it receives each year, less than one-third of 1% are subsequently corrected. But Carthen tells us for her, the problem is far from solved.
I just want direct answers, and I haven't been able to get that.